every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Those who have been scattered by persecution that arose because of Stephen went as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but Jews. There were some Cypriots and Cyrenians among them, however, who came to Antioch and began to speak to the Greeks as well, proclaiming the Lord Jesus. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart, for he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith, and a large number of people was added to the Lord. Then he went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a large number of people, and it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. The word of the Lord. All you nations, praise the Lord. All you nations, praise the Lord. His foundation upon the holy mountains the Lord loves, the gates of Zion more than any dwelling of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God. All you nations, praise the Lord. I tell of Egypt and Babylon among those who know the Lord, of Phoenicia, Tyre, Ethiopia, this man was born there. And of Zion they shall say, one and all were born in her, and he who has established her is the Most High Lord. All you nations, praise the Lord. They shall note when the peoples are enrolled, this man was born there, and all shall sing in their festive dance, my home is within you. All you nations, praise the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them and they follow me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter. And Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, how long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of my Father's hand. The Father and I are one. The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, in the first reading today in the Acts of the Apostle, we see the beginning of the persecution. This is one more time for us to reflect on, but also the persecution is also the time that the identity comes out very clearly. Because at the beginning of the first reading it says there is a persecution, but at the end of the reading we see this is where they recognize the disciples as the Christians. First time they recognize them as Christians. So maybe for us to reflect during our turbulent time, as a community, as a world, but also in our personal time, our personal life, maybe the challenges that we are going through is a time for us for that identity to come out. First of all, on the awareness level, because, you know, during the peaceful time, we don't usually pay attention to what is more important. we usually go by routines, huh? So get it over with, or yeah, just go to church, it's another thing I have to do. Yeah, I'm a Catholic, yeah, I'm a Christian, I do this, I do that. But then when there are things in lives that make us think that we have to choose, that is when we are aware, I mean honestly aware of where we are, what our leaning is, really, these days. The same thing, at the beginning of the Christian, of the community of the Christians, right after Jesus came back to heaven, people had that peace, people had that love, you know, wonderful communities. You read in the earlier readings of the Acts of the Apostles, they gather together, they share their food, they share their belongings, and people listen, you know, people were obedient to the apostles and all of that. And then Stephen was martyred. And then now all everybody was martyred. But somehow these people, the first Christians, they were able to stay focused. Then we know, and the people recognize, whether they agreed with them or not, recognize truly something special about these people. They are really Christians. Now, for all of us too, here today, we have to ask ourselves that question. During our difficult times, are we paying attention to where we truly are? Because we may have thought that, I'm pretty sure I'm a good Catholic, I'm pretty sure I'm a good Christian, but we may not be, you know. Listen to this question in the gospel today. Some of these people are very religious, came up to Jesus. Tell us, who are you? What are you all about? You keep us in suspense. You keep us in suspense. Who are you? What's happening here is not too far, not too unfamiliar with how we usually live our life. All of us living in a society, from a family with a background, with education, with our intelligence and everything, we tend to have a ideology, a way of life, a philosophy of life, a belief. Some people call it an ism, you know, like liberalism or conservatism or whatever isms it is. Some other people call it a philosophy of life, a belief. And then when we look at the person of Jesus or we look at our religion and our set of belief, we tend to ask that question, can you fit into my ism, my ideology? We do that at times. These days when you watch the news, we are put into that pressure, really. All of us have some leaning, one way or another. Some of us believe in this one way of living and function. Some others believe in the other way. Some Jews, I don't believe in anything. But that in choosing not to believe in anything, that is another way. Or some totally believe in scientific achievements. Some others, you know, I only like nature, whatever it is. And that time we keep asking the Lord Jesus, who keeps coming to us every day, are you fitting into my ideology? Are you fitting into my belief, my way of life? It's supposed to be the other way around. See, the first Christians, in the midst of all the turbulence, the challenges, the differences, the conflicts in their life, they were able to not questioning Jesus. Rather, Jesus, we follow you faithfully, even though that led them to persecution, suffering, death. So brothers and sisters, if we are walking faithfully with Jesus like the sheep, with him as a shepherd, we're going to find that stability, be able to follow him and find where we belong. Let a sheep belong to the flock. And we will also experience the peace. Some indications that would help us know that we are following the right way. Number one, the message, the true, authentic message of Jesus is always universal. That's why the psalm is scheduled to pray today. All you nations, praise the Lord. If we live our Christian message right, then the people will look at our life, our faith, and they praise the Lord. All nations, not just one nation, not just one ideology, not just one belief. Everybody, when they look at an authentic and good Christian, good Catholic, look at the way that we live, they understand and they appreciate the positiveness of our way of living. That's how universal our message is. That's why we carry the name Catholic, universal. So I just want to leave you with that thought today. The way that I'm living today, am I challenging God to fit into my way of life? Or am I giving myself to God and follow him faithfully so that through my way of life, the people, whoever they belong to, where they're from, can they look into my life and testify, maybe this guy is right, this girl is right in the way that he or she is living. I can understand and appreciate the goodness of the God that they believe and they worship.